This is a special encore broadcast of Intelligent Medicine. Enjoy it and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is the number to call with your questions about medicine or nutrition. Say you have a certain health predicament that you'd like a little help with. 877-726-TALK is our number. And we're going to talk about fitness this hour and how high can you go in terms of elite athletic performance without courting potential health problems. Is the sky the limit when it comes to the benefits of exercise? Are there downsides? For some adults, the 2016 U.S. election results caused long-term psychiatric problems, according to a new study. 877-726-8255. And this item has to do with sucralose, also known as Splenda, which is one of the artificial sweeteners that's available to spike the flavor of some sugar-free foods. And, I hearken back to the days of Dr. Robert Atkins, who turned out to be right in so many ways when it comes to the benefits of a low-carb diet. But one point of departure, one disagreement I had with him, I was a neophyte physician at the time that he was in the ascendancy as the dean of alternative medicine back in the 1970s and 1980s. I used to listen to his broadcasts, and he used to tell people, well, if you crave sweet, then use Splenda, because it's a permissible sweetener. And I thought, well, there must be something wrong with this chemicalized substance that may undermine the benefits of the low-carb diet. So in applying low-carb diets, I suggest that people avoid artificial sweeteners. And more, it's turning out that artificial sweeteners have downsides. This item from a recent edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition: sucralose decreases insulin sensitivity in healthy subjects, a randomized control trial. Okay, so precisely what you're trying to do when you put people on a low-carb diet is you're trying to increase their sensitivity to insulin. Insulin resistance means that insulin doesn't do the job. And usually when people are overweight, eating too many carbs, too sedentary, they progressively develop insulin resistance, which can lead to cardiovascular risk and ultimately diabetes with all the consequences of that elevated blood sugar. So a lot of people undertake low-carb diets, but then they still have that craving for sweets, so they say, well, let me use a little bit of an artificial sweetener, at least to give me some flavor in the foods that I enjoy. And this led to the launch of a whole lot of Atkins products that were sweetened, but sweetened artificially. Well, it turns out that Splenda, in this study, reduced insulin sensitivity on an average by 17.7%, which is interesting because it's not sugar and it has no calories. It's a non-caloric sweetener. And so what's up with that? Why should that be occurring? Well, the thought is that it may damage the gut bacteria, creating dysbiosis or an imbalance in the microbiome. And the microbiome, the very bacteria that inhabit our intestines, may be in part responsible for our metabolism. It's not precisely clear why Splenda causes insulin resistance, but that would be highly counterproductive if you're on a low-carb diet to help regulate your insulin. So the latest nail in the coffin for artificial sweeteners, which in some studies suggest may actually cause weight gain as opposed to weight loss when substituted for sugar. Okay, would you... we have a caller. We have Stephen from New Jersey. Welcome, Stephen. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
What's your question?
Oh, what's my question? That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's your question?
I had a biopsy in my mouth because I had something called leukoplakia because of an oral lesion. I've had it for about 7 months. Been to a couple ENTs, immunologists, as well as a cancer ENT doctor. Everyone says that there's nothing wrong other than the fact that I have this lesion.
Yeah.
And they can't seem to clear it up. I am a controlled diabetic on medication, no insulin.
Yep.
And I wanted to know if there was any kind of vitamins or any kind of thing that you would suggest.
Well, okay, so oral leukoplakia, I mean, the concern is these things can sometimes be precursors to cancer, or the lesions have to be examined to make sure that they're not precancerous or even cancerous. In your case, you get a clean bill of health, but what you have are sort of these white kind of spider web appearance in your gums or in your on your tongue.
It's on the tongue. It's on what they call a buccal ulcer.
Okay. And is it painful?
Just recently, it's become painful because the gums have become irritated.
Okay. So here's the deal. You know, you have an underlying health issue, and sometimes we can attack problems that don't have quick fixes by undertaking optimization of your overall health. And, you know, when you're diabetic, a lot of things happen. A lot of problems can occur, and including a higher risk of various cancers, problems like leukoplakia, autoimmune problems. And so what types of medications are you on to control your type 2 diabetes?
Metformin.
Okay, and that's generally a good medication. I'm all for metformin. Metformin may actually extend life, according to some studies. It may be a longevity drug. So that's good.
And I take a half a pill of glipride.
Okay. Glipride. Well, yeah, I don't like gliburide. And, you know, the reason for that is that gliburide doesn't do much for insulin resistance. Metformin does. It actually attacks the underlying problem. But gliburide simply lowers blood sugar artificially. I'm not a fan of it. Well, what kind of diet are you on? What do you eat typically?
Well, the last 6 to 7 weeks, I've changed my diet completely, where I'm on a plant-based diet, a lot of sweet potatoes and a lot of cauliflower.
Why are you doing that?
Well, because I was heavy at one time.
You think that that's so a great way to lose weight, is to eat a lot of starch?
Well, it worked.
Well, it does, because you probably eliminated a lot of foods. You're on a very restricted diet. But ultimately, that's not going to be good for the diabetes. You know, the suggestion is that you follow a low carb diet. I'm not saying that you need to eat 22 ounce porterhouse steaks, but you know, you should be on a clean, natural, organic diet with lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, less in the way of starchy vegetables. Animal protein is permissible, and you'll see that your need for gliburide is going to diminish. In fact, it may ultimately cause low blood sugar as you lose weight. So you got to be careful. The gliburide can actually get in the way of your success with the diet. The metformin's fine. Keep up the metformin. But here we're talking about the oral lichen planus, and what you can, leukoplakia. In this case, higher doses of vitamin A can be helpful for this, I've found. You need to be careful also about dental fillings. Do you have anything in the way of mercury fillings or silver fillings in your mouth?
I probably do, because they're old fillings. So
yeah, that could be checked out, because mercury has a sort of a deleterious effect. What about the history of smoking? Have you smoked in the past?
Never smoked.
That's good, because that, you know, can certainly contribute to oxidative this.
Yeah.
The other thing that can be helpful, L-glutamine taken as a powder, swished around in the mouth. To the extent it's painful, aloe Gel or juice can be helpful for easing the pain and discomfort. You've probably been given some kind of steroid mouth paste or something like that to put on it.
Yeah, I had it twice and it didn't do any good. Then they gave me regular.
Yeah, it doesn't usually. It doesn't usually.
And then they gave me regular steroid, a six pack of
You don't want that because that's horrible because that's going to make your diabetes worse and you're going to gain weight. You're going to eat like a house on fire. That's not good. So, I think that there are some natural things that can be helpful, but ultimately, the big problem is tackle the diabetes and you're on the right track, but I would, adjust your diet to have a little less in the way of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And would you zap your brain to improve your memory? Well, more and more people appear to be willing to do that. We've got all these Silicon Valley millennials who are trying to hack their brains through various means, and they're using moistened sponges and electrodes to apply electrical current directly to their temples in a crude effort to boost their intelligence. And there really is something to this technology, although it's in its infancy. It's called TDCS, transcranial direct current stimulation. It uses direct electrical currents to stimulate specific parts of the brain. And in a few small preliminary studies, it can purportedly improve language skills, boost memory, and strengthen reflexes. They're already using something called TMS, which is transcranial magnetic stimulation, to treat conditions like depression. And of course, they're using direct brain stimulation to alleviate other medical conditions like Parkinson's. So, zapping the brain, yeah, well, you know, I come into a neurologist's office near you, or amateur folks are tinkering with their brains to improve their brain efficiency. But you don't have to go so far as to do that, because a potential solution is available. And let's talk about neuronutrition, a subject that I covered recently with a guest here on Intelligent Medicine. You can download the podcast at drhoffman.com. I spoke to Dr. Leah Linder, naturopathic physician, about nutrients for the brain. And that's a good segue to discussion of Neurothera. Neurothera is a supplement made by Claire Labs. Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It contains a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. You can hear more about it during the podcast with Leah Linder. Linda, it's improves oxygen and glucose delivery to the brain. It protects the brain from free radicals, reduces inflammation. It contains neurotransmitter precursors and other nootropics. Nootropics are nutrients that enhance cognitive function, and the science behind that is very robust. I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com. So for more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for Neurothera. All right, here's another. This is really something that I see commonly in medical practice, is people are enamored with drugs and medical procedures. And they did a study looking at a variety of medical procedures, from heart surgery to minor drugs, and they found that people overestimate the benefits and underestimate the risks of a variety of medical procedures. Given an option, they will generally embrace it and also downplay the risks. Well, doctors do this all the time. Doctors are enthusiasts. They want to help. And so they find the newest kid on the block in terms of drugs or the newest therapy du jour and pitch it to patients optimistically. Patients buy into that, but minimize the potential downsides. So they did this study, and they found that in general, people tend to overestimate the benefits and underestimate the risk of a variety of medical procedures. The study is called Reaping the Benefits and Avoiding the Risk, Unrealistic Optimism in the Health Domain. And they say, quote, the findings have worrying consequences for clinical practice. Patients are encouraged to make informed decisions, which may involve deciding on a cancer treatment, for example, that's expensive and dangerous. Our study shows that patients may have unrealistic expectations about such treatment options. And 100% that you have experienced this, or someone you love has experienced it. There's too much buy-in sometimes for the latest, greatest medical breakthrough. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. And by the way, you can email questions to us. Say you're busy, you're driving, what are you doing something, and you want to email a question, email it to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll take up your question during our weekly Q&A podcast, wherein we answer email questions. You can listen to that podcast, download it via drhoffman.com or your favorite podcast service. And we've just added Spotify to our podcast delivery universe. Okay, this item, and you know, we often talk about the consequences of the 2016 election, which was a surprise even to supporters of Donald Trump. It was a big shock that he actually won, and a lot of people were devastated. And so research was undertaken recently to see to what extent people had long-term psychological consequences as a result of the U.S. presidential election race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And what they concluded was that this election caused symptoms often seen in those with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, some qualifications here. This was done at San Francisco State University, which is one of the bastions of liberal thinking, but they found that 25% of students surveyed crossed the threshold which indicated, quote, clinically significant levels of stress. The average stress scores of students was comparable to the scores of witnesses to a mass shooting 7 months after the event. So, females scored about 45% higher than males on the assessment. And of course, this is a no-brainer. Democrats scored more than 2.5 times higher than Republicans. Call this science or pseudoscience, but there are some demonstrable long-term sequelae of the presidential election that still affect a substantial amount of our populace, and particularly certain young people who feel that this was a devastating outcome and may suffer PTSD-like symptoms long-term. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item, and speaking of PTSD, in the military, a big problem. PTSD is a big budget buster in the Veterans Administration because lots of these returning GIs suffer from PTSD. And this problem has been taken up in many news articles and, in fact, many movies and popular culture. And so it's well known that PTSD is prevalent among military veterans. So what they discovered is that there's an unusual contributing factor to PTSD, which is the use of energy drinks. Energy drinks are huge in the military because, obviously, alertness is at a premium, and sometimes the hours are long. And you can imagine troops in the field or fighter pilots on missions. They have to maintain alertness during long periods of monotony and sometimes with sleep deprivation. So they actually encourage energy drinks. They deliver pallets of energy drinks to troops on bases and troops who are deployed. And so they did a survey, and they found that 16% of soldiers in the study reported continuing to consume two or more energy drinks per day in the post-deployment period. More than 75% of soldiers consumed energy drinks, but the surprise was that people kept drinking them long after deployment because they're hooked. There's tons of caffeine in there, and they have names like Rip It, often referred to overseas as, quote, crack. It provides the immediate jolt that service members look for to spike physical and cognitive performance. And so they did a study, and the study found that a key finding was that mental health problems, i.e. depression, anxiety, PTSD, and alcohol misuse, were strongly associated with high levels of energy drink use. 'Cause these energy drinks, they just jangle your nerves. The data from the study also suggests that energy drink use is strongly associated with aggressive behaviors. And aggressive behaviors, they say, can be problematic because they're linked to risky behaviors and unhealthy habits, relationship problems, intent to harm others, and suicidal behaviors. And, oh, by the way, the big take-home message, and this is important, energy drink use was associated with, ready for this, fatigue. And it's not because the people were fatigued and then they used the energy drinks to alleviate fatigue. The more energy drinks people used, the more fatigued there were. So they say this finding stands in contrast to the marketing of energy drinks as a way to increase energy and reduce fatigue. News outlets and lawsuits have challenged whether such claims are valid, but our findings, these are the study authors, call into question the often cited rationale for using energy drinks, which is to alleviate fatigue. They ultimately, it's like, you know, using plastic, you know, to buy things with. You know, if you expend your credit, you end up with a negative balance. And a negative balance in cash, the analogy, negative balance in energy. You just keep pushing down, pushing down, pushing down on the accelerator, and ultimately, you're going to be depleted. So they say, Energy drinks may lead to an increase in mental health problems, aggression, and fatigue. And this is an issue that needs to be addressed in the military. But also think of our young people, because they just love to chug those energy drinks that ultimately may undermine their physical and mental health. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, yep, a more reasonable way to address energy is with something that's not going to jangle your nerves or give you a caffeine-like effect. I'm talking about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT-Factor works on the mitochondria, which are the actual energy batteries within cells. And they've done the research. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. We've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT-Factor. That's a one-stop shop for your vitamin mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, BOGO, buy one, get one free. You get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. I take NT-Factor. I've been taking it for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And now there's a buy one, get one free offer. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at ntfactor.com. Okay. It's confirmed. According to the latest study, the sky's the limit when it comes to the benefits of exercise. I mean, previously, there's been some concerns that intense exercise is harmful, deleterious to your health. And yet, in this most recent study, long-term study, 1991 to 2014 at the Cleveland Clinic, all-cause mortality was inversely related to cardiorespiratory fitness. It was lowest among elite performers, the real high-end exercisers, in comparison to the poorest performers. And there was a distinct survival benefit to the very highest levels of exercise. And so what they conclude is that exercise is medicine. And the lead researcher on that study says, quote, perhaps we should be having our 50-plus-year-old patients spend some time each week doing some type of high-intensity interval training because of the pervasive benefits. And, oh, by the way, in terms of sedentary lifestyle, the downsides of sedentary lifestyle outweighed the downsides of coronary artery disease, smoking, and diabetes. So, what a potent elixir for longevity and healthy well-being, something that I follow in my own personal life. Hardly a day goes by when I don't do some form of exercise at the very least, walk 3-4 miles. But usually something along the lines of swimming, biking, running, strength training, yoga. These all confer tremendous benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. If you'd like to join us in the concluding part of our program, go right ahead. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In the remaining time, I'm just going to power through as many health stories as I can. So it's kind of a lightning round. Let's start with this one. Report. Doctor borrows 300K, diagnoses loner with dementia. The Associated Press reports that the Tennessee Health Department has accused a doctor of borrowing money from a patient and then diagnosing her with dementia when asked to repay it. So the doctor probably was figuring, you know, how could you possibly remember that I owe you $300,000? You have dementia. She was quoted by the local paper, The Tennessean, as saying that she voluntarily retired her medical license because her case was unwinnable. That, you know, pretty clear-cut abuse of privilege as a doctor. Dr. Lee borrowed $300,000 from a patient when her medical clinic fell on hard times. Records show Lee later diagnosed the patient with dementia without using any testing method or getting a second opinion. And the patient's financial company denied her access to her assets upon being notified about the diagnosis. Okay, pretty clear cut. Dr. Lee is now the retired Dr. Lee. This item from the University of Texas Health Science Center, San Antonio. Stress can impair memory, reduce brain size in middle age. So literally, stress shrinks your brain. Adults in their 40s and 50s with higher levels of cortisol. We measure cortisol in our practice. Kind of give people a report card on the degree of stress they're experiencing. And it turns out that the higher your cortisol, the worse your memory and your cognitive function. Data are from over 2,000 participants in the Framingham Heart Study. They found that high levels of cortisol were associated with brain shrinkage and impairment of memory function. So, you know, got stress, deal with it. Lady Gaga, you know, just saw the movie with Lady Gaga, Star is Born, alongside with Bradley Cooper. Great movie, great movie. Bring Kleenex, because some really emotional scenes there. And she's been getting rave reviews, and I have to say, fantastic performance. She's a versatile performer. She's a great singer, dancer, and now she's got some real acting chops. Did you know that Lady Gaga has fibromyalgia? She blames her illness on physical and mental components. She has PTSD caused by a sexual assault by a music producer at the age of 19. And she also had this very, very rigorous training schedule. She broke her hip in 2013 during her Born This Way world tour. And she has been suffering with what she terms as global and mental pain. Is often seen covered with ice packs while massage therapists try to relieve some of the spasms that she had. She suffers from full body muscle spasms. She receives trigger point injections from a physician and other targeted therapy, including platelet-rich plasma for treatment of her fibromyalgia. So it's just all the more impressive that she is able to perform at such a high level while suffering from that debilitating condition. Lavender. One of my favorite things to do is to take a bath with Epsom salts that are lavender scented. I just find it really relaxing. And science now substantiates that view because it turns out that a major constituent of lavender is something called linalool. Linalool. And linalool appears to have a benzodiazepine-like effect, a Valium-like effect. Linalool odor has an anxiety-dissipating effect in mice, but it doesn't get them stoned. It doesn't impair their movement, make them disoriented. It's a gentle relaxant and appears to work directly on GABA receptors like benzodiazepines do via the olfactory neurons in the nose. So keep doing those. If you want to de-stress, take a lavender bath. Air pollution and noise increase the risk for heart attacks. Those of us who live in urban areas were exposed to constant sirens and loud trucks and pneumatic drills. And, you know, sometimes we get out in the country and go, oh, my goodness, it's so quiet and so relaxing. Studies investigating the effect of air pollution failed to take into account the impact that noise exhibits on health and thus may overestimate the effects of air pollution alone. It's actually the whole environment. It's not just the bad air. It's the bad sound. Studies found that people exposed to both air pollution and noise are at the highest risk of heart attack. Hence, the effects of air pollution and noise are additive. And this item, what doesn't the microbiome do? The microbiome is responsible for, of course, gut maladies, irritable bowel syndrome, gas, bloating, distension, but also metabolism, and maybe the mediating factor in autoimmune disease. So this item comes to us in this month. Link between gut flora and multiple sclerosis discovered. Wow. Multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. The body's immune system attacks and damages the protective coating around nerve cells, the myelin. And how does that happen? Well, it may be that disruptions in the balance of bacteria in the gut, leaky gut syndrome, contribute to the development of multiple sclerosis. It's fascinating how many things are linked to imbalances in the gut bacteria. Well, that's all for today. Thanks very much for joining us. If you want to learn more, go to drhoffman.com. This program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We've got plenty of resources for you at drhoffman.com. We've got additional podcasts, lots of stories. You can subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.